Let's unravel the mysteries and complexities of building successful lead generation strategies. This is Digital Marketing Decoded.
Hello and welcome to Digital Marketing Decoded. I'm Gustavo. Today, we're diving into a 15-minute pricing audit that actually finds revenue. Quick teaser, one small clarity tweak to a subscription headline and plan labels produced an 18% lift in trial-to-paid conversion in a 7-day test. I still get chills thinking about how simple that change was.
And I'm Michelle. That 18%, it's the kind of result that makes you want to throw a confetti cannon in the office, but quietly, because budgets. Today, we show you the exact steps to spot that one high-leverage change fast, plus a live anonymized teardown so you can see the audit in action.
Before we get tactical, why this matters. Companies pour time into feature lists and fancy pricing tiers, but what moves revenue is clarity and the right micro-conversions. In the story I mentioned, the test didn't add a new feature. It clarified who each plan was for and changed a single label. That clarity nudged more trial users to convert. It's proof that small tests, done right, beat big bets done poorly.
Listener challenge right up front. By the end of this episode, we want you to ship one tweak to your pricing page this week. It could be copy, a label change, or a swap in the plan order. We'll give you the checklist, a metric tracker, and a 72-hour test plan to run immediately.
All right, segment two, metrics and revenue guardrails. Start with three numbers: page visits to pricing, trial starts or checkout initiations, and trial to paid conversion. Those are your micro conversions. Ignore vanity clicks. The meaningful one is trial to paid, because that's where revenue shows up.
Minimum sample heuristics. If you want a fast read, aim for at least 200-300 visitors to the pricing page per variant as a rough rule for small businesses. If your traffic is lower, lengthen the test window or run the variant on a higher traffic entry point, like a marketing page. And this is crucial, don't declare victory on day two just because conversion jumped. Watch the conversion that actually matters over a 7 to 30-day window before a full rollout.
Revenue guardrail. Tie your experiment to paid conversions, not just clicks. Set explicit rollback thresholds. Example, if trial to paid conversion drops by more than 10% for three consecutive days, or projected monthly recurring revenue, MRR, falls below a set threshold, revert. That keeps experimentation from accidentally eroding revenue.
Love that. On the messaging and layout side, the goal is clarity and simple choice architecture. Don't bury who each plan is for in features-only language. Use plain audience labels. Solo creators, growing teams, agencies. Labels that map to how people think about themselves, not product features.
Headlines matter. A headline that says, for teams who need X, beats our enterprise plan, if your audience sees themselves as teams. Anchoring without jargon. Show one price as the recommended option, with a quick benefit line. No long paragraphs. And layout moves that are low dev. Reorder plans to highlight the one you want people to choose, bold the key benefit, and use a single-line feature summary under each price.
A quick copy example. Instead of Pro, $49 a month, includes advanced analytics, priority support, and API access, try for fast growth teams, $49 a month, analytics, priority support, API. See how the subject comes first? It matches mental models and speeds decision-making.
Okay, live teardown time, the part people always ask for. We ran a secure submission form, anonymized the page, and got consent to discuss one listener's pricing panel. I'll narrate what I see and call out quick swaps you could make in 15 minutes. Ready, Gustavo?
Ready. Go for it.
Looking at the anonymized page now, top headline reads, Our Plans, and under each plan, the labels are Starter, Business, and Enterprise. First switch, change the headline to Pick the Plan That Fits Your Team, and relabel plans to Solo, Teams, Agencies. That small change immediately clarifies audience. Next, the middle plan is buried visually. Make it the recommended option by adding Most Popular above it, and bold the monthly price. Finally, shorten the feature list to 3 one-line benefits per plan, readable at a glance. Those 3 swaps alone are the 15-minute audit.
Those are great swaps. Minimal dev, high signal. 2 measurement notes for this teardown. 1, track the trial start rate for each plan cell and the subsequent trial to paid conversion tied to the plan selected. 2, if your product uses a multi-step checkout, track checkout to paid as a separate funnel so you don't miss downstream friction.
Nice. Now let's talk the practical toolkit, what you can download and run. We include a 1-page checklist with the audit steps, a metric tracker spreadsheet pre-built to collect page visits, trial starts, and trial to paid conversion by variant, and a 72-hour test plan you can ship this week. The 72-hour hypothesis test looks like this. Day 0, create a single variant with the copy layout swaps. Day 1, route 25% of pricing traffic to the variant. Day 2, monitor microconversions. Day 3, evaluate against preset thresholds. If you hit a meaningful delta for trial to paid and your sample exceeds the heuristic, proceed to an extended 7-day verification.
And the success criteria set a minimum absolute increase in trial to paid, something like +3 percentage points, or a relative lift, such as +10%, whichever corresponds to an uplift in projected revenue above your guardrail. If those criteria are met and backlog or billing isn't blocking, roll forward. Otherwise, keep the variant for a longer run or roll back.
Let's not forget low dev alternatives if billing code is locked down. Use a flyout modal or a banner on the marketing page that sells the plan clarity, or AB the fine-up flow copy before hitting billing. You can test messaging in higher traffic spots and bring the winning language back to the pricing page when engineering bandwidth frees up.
Risks and rollback rules. Quickly. Risk? A poorly scoped change could reduce perceived value and lower conversions. Mitigation? Keep experiments small, track paid conversions over 7 to 30 days, and set explicit rollback triggers tied to MRR or trial-to-paid drops. Also, anonymize any listener pages we discuss and require consent. Today's teardown followed that process.
To wrap up, key takeaways. 1, clarity trumps complexity. 2, measure the microconversion that maps to revenue. 3, use low dev swaps to get fast signals. And 4, always protect revenue with a guardrail and rollback plan. Ship 1 tweak this week. Even a tiny change can create outsized impact.
Before we go, we've built the checklist, the metric tracker spreadsheet, and the 72-hour test template for you to download. If you want a future episode teardown, submit your anonymized pricing page through our secure form. Consent required, and we'll anonymize on air. We'll pick a submission and walk through it live.
Okay, final note. Experimentation is a habit, not a one-off. Make the 15-minute audit part of your toolkit and iterate. And now, go ship that tweak. Seriously, small, smart tests win.